Okay, let's continue to remember Alpha. So the Gemara says in Shuas. So Gemara is trying to find the difference between the Shu'a Daraisa and the Shu'a Drabanan, right? Certainly the same by the like Rashi's by the Hesed. As you have a Shu'a Daraisa of the Moda B'Miktsas, and you have the Shu'a Midrabanan of the Kof HaBakol. And it does seem to be this it does seem to be a premise that that the Rabbanon Shua of Kof HaBakol should not be equivalent in all ways to the Daraisa. Daraisa, if Midaraisa, the there's a certain line that's drawn between the Kof HaBakol and the Moda B'Mikdas. It does seem that there's a premise that a Rabbanan can come along and create a chumrah, but still there's still yeah, but they can't equivalent, but they're not going to equate the two. After something to think about. So the Gemara is looking for that. Where is that expressed? Okay. So I think we're up to
They can't equate the two. They can copy it, Tzuros. So when you say they can't equate the two,
I mean,
what do
say
you
that
mean?
in all ways, it can't be that Midaraisa, the Moed HaMikdash, is Chai of the Shua, and Midrabana, and the Kof HaBakol is not. And then Midarabanan, they can create a Chumrah, but it would seem the Chumrah has to express itself in the fact that it's a Chumrah Midrabanan means it's not equivalent to the Daraisa.
Meaning that the burden on Kof HaBakol cannot be identical to
Yeah, it would seem the Rabbanan can't come in and say, no, the Torah is wrong here. The Kof HaBakol also has a Shua. They
it's
can be, they can increase the burden on the Kof HaBakol, but it seems to equate the two completely would be beyond their beyond what's appropriate. I mean, that's something, I don't know, we have to think about it, because that's what the guys were asking. Why does the Gemara insist my ikav being the rice of the Rabban? Almost like there's a premise there must be. Yeah.
what happened to the notion of modeling institutions or
So
Obama?
they're right. That means in terms of the tzura, they're going to model it. They're not going to create a new structure, but the there is some limitation that the Torah puts down between the Kof HaBakol and the Moed HaMikdash. And it would seem that the Ravana should not completely obliterate that. Okay, let's go. So let's continue. So the Gemara says, all right, so one possibility is what? Mepach Shua. And then there's a but according to Ravashi, who says in Daraisa, so you can also be mapish to the Shua, which we'll have to come back to. What's the difference? The Gemara says, no, the difference will be Mechas Lenechase. Right, can you go and take, can you confiscate? Well, based on confiscated property. In the Daraisa they will, in the Ravon they won't. And then says, aye, but according to Rav As and Rav Yossi, Rebbe Yossi, who says even in the Rabbanans they will. So then what's the difference? Okay, yeah, so that's what we just did last week. So the Gemara says, Amar Chisto, yeah, I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, Ika beinayu shekinegdo choshur al hashavua. So for him, there'll be a difference in Shekinegdo Choshur al Hashavua. Now this will be true for everybody, right? It's going to be true for everybody. Yeah, Shekinegdo Choshur al Hashavua, Apchinon leShavua, V'samu. So if it's a case of a Shavua d'Oraisa, if it's a case of a Shavua d'Oraisa, and the person who is and Shekinegdo is Choshur al Shavua. So that means what? The one who's going to take the Shavua. So then there'll be Mepach the Shavua on the other one. Right? And they'll make him a Nishba v'Noko. But if it's a Shavua Midrabanan, meaning the Hesed, correct? So then they're not going to say Midrabanan. the Tovea should take the shul. Why? He says, Bidrabonon takanti, Vitakanta, the takanta lo avinu. Rashi, Hanitba choshe, it's all the way up top. Hanitba choshe la shua. Vitna la koman, she tiknu chachom, she yishova tovea vinito. Right. So it'll be the mode of the mikdash, let's say, to the nitba tchayav in a shua. So, what will they, what will some of the Rabbana now they'll say? The she yishova hatovea vinito. Correct? Yeah. But if it's a shuas heset, kofar bakol, for instance, so then the shua itself is a takana. The takanta he, I'm sorry, shuas heset takanti, the takanta to yehe toveya nishba vinotel, le takanta heset, shuwa shlo bo olo ele bitakona stahomim. Lo avdina, v'yafted atoveya below shum shua. Yeah, so let's work it through. So the shua over here, shua's hesed is what? And that itself is a takano for the toveya, right? Yeah. It says. Shavuos Hesed is a Shavuos Shlo Bo Olov Ela B'Takonas Chacham. So the Nitva is only Chayav Shavuos Midrabon Takonas Chacham. And if he can't take the Shavuos because he's a Choshered, so then there's no Takona that it should go to the Tovea. So then what happens? Yafsi the Tovea below Shum Shavuos. We're not going to help him that much. The lashon Rambam is in Perek Beis Halacha Daled. He's telling Vinitan Takonas Chachomim Hi Shekola Mefuyav Shavua Min HaTorah Al Tainas Vaday. Right, whoever's Chayav Shul B'Doraisa on a Vaday, it has to be a Tainas Vaday. Right, Im Hayachoshur Harei Atoveya Nishba Midivrayim V'Noto Mashatan. Right, that's a Takonas Midrabana. Why? Because really the Toveya would get it. Because the guy's choshed on a shua, it would seem, right? He can't take the motive mix us. And he can't take a shua. So that's it, he has to pay, right? So what kind of a takana is this? It's not for the benefit of the Toveya.
No, so then nobody takes advantage of people that are all hard to do.
Right, you mean like Tosa says. Otherwise, he'll always just bring a guy to support. No, but or whatever. He'll be gone. Okay. Harei atoveya nishma midvareim v'noto mashaton. Harei shneim chashudim chaz v'shua l'mechuyav lo shua nitva mitok sheni yochol yishova mishalim. Right. He's definitely got that. Okay. But then he says, nischayev hachoshet shua midvareim. Okay. So what are the shuas midrayim? Im hayim in a nishbon v'notlin. So the poel, right? Ein a yochel lihishav avalito because he's choshed. Ela nitba shekinegdo yishav a hesed the poter. But it's a hesed, he's saying. It's not the stakana. It's not the stakana.
It sounds like that his rabbi was saying, but we didn't become this.
Right. 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 It's not a heap of shua. V'chein pogim shtaro, v'chein v'choka yotzi bo, shal yachoshed o shetan halo v'shaparo v'omar yishov ali. So that's a nishma v'noto, right? Yes, let's say the guy is a shtar, and like the case of a papa, and he says it's paid up, right? And the guy who has the shtar is a choshed, so he can't take a shua. Correct. So then, harei nitva nishba heset v'yipater af min hashtar. Right, but that's heset.
Right, because it becomes essentially kofar kol. Other takana is not.
But that's a controversial din. That's a machlokas ram and the rabbi. This could argue If he could really take Mikra Din, and he can't take a Shua, he should take. That's the way the Ravid holds. Because the other Shtar, the Ravid holds, in the case of the Shtar, if he's a Pashad on the Shua, so you just go by the Shtar. You know what I mean? There's no Chumra of Shua anymore. There's a Chumra of taking with the Shua. Because we don't want to rely on the Shtar.
Does it seem the Shtar is good?
The Ravid says the Shtar is still good, so let him take the Shtar. You can't impose this Chumra.
Right.
So the question of Elohim is not Shua. In other words, is it not Balaam? Is it Balaam him, but he can't take it? But he can't take it, or is it just not Balaam because he's not part of the Klekam Shua?
Yeah, so the Rav wants to say the Rambam holds all of these Shua, whenever there's a Shua, Nishba Benotel, that becomes like a new Din Shua. And that's his Spus Mama. Even if Meikar Adin, he had it right.
Right,
he doesn't have the device of Spus anymore. And then he says Nish Nischayev HaFashad Shuas Hesed, but the Ram doesn't say. It's funny. The Ram doesn't say. You don't have the issue of Takantala Takantala of Dian over here. In any case, right, in Mishra Benotel case, right? Because you had the Rabbanan had a Shua mid Rabbanan for a Mishra Benotel. He's a Chashud, right? But now you're just going back to like a din of Hesed.
Right.
That's not a new takana. Right. That's not a new takana. That's not a takana of takana. Right.
You don't need a Hesed in the case where there's a bridge going. The Hesed is both case.
Right. So it's just like a guy who says, I have a right to be a Nishba Venotel. And like the Ram, like Rabos, like Ram's Rabbeim. So, if I have a right to be a Nishba Venotel and I don't want to, so then I can say, okay, so you take a Hesed. That's not a takanta or a takanta. That's just going, not taking advantage of your thing. In other words, if you can't take, if you choose not to take advantage, or you can't, so you just go back to the din of Hesed, right? But how you choshed on nishba, it mean a nishba and betayin is sofet. Oh, that's different. That's a little bit strange. Strange lashon. He says, "Ain't no nishba l'fishu choshed." They ain't to connect the nishba, right? No, this is the problem. Rav says the pisha no lo neschayev zeh shua min haTorah. Right? The Rav says doesn't understand what he's talking about.
Yeah, why isn't it just because he doesn't know the fact? Ulefish
kena tavei tono tainas vaday kidei sheyishov al tainaso. It's a strange Rav. Rav says if he's a choshed on a tainas sofek, choshed min haNishbon b'tainas sofek. So shutfin. He's still on the Rabban. The Nitzvah.
The Nitzvah is
right. Right.
Right.
Well, maybe it means like this. Because the Rama starts out in Halacha Dalet. Takonas Chachamim he shekola mechuyav shua min haTorah al tainas vada. Right, if he's a chashud, then the toveya is nishba midivrei v'notel. Right, now he's coming back to the cases of suffik. Now what about if he? And then he went through the rabbans, right? And then he went through the rabbanon of a nishba v'notel, and now he's coming to chashud min haNishba and b'tainas suffik. No, he doesn't say if he's the rabbanon of the raisa.
Okay.
Kind of stuff like the race as a showman. Oh no, I'm sorry. He has it over here. He says, "How your choshed showmer, v'to'an she'ovar the pikadon of nignav, eino ain't she connected yocholi shov avalito da'ad beis the middle of dalad." Right. Let's say the guy's a showmer, and I say, "I think you were negligent." You claim it was lost, and I say, yeah, I think you were negligent. But it's Tainus Shema. But the Shomer is Chashid. I don't know why you picked the Chashid Shomer. So now, but the Balabayas can't take a Shua because he's a Tainus Shema. Lefika, and this is something we were talking about earlier, Aaron. Im Ta'an Balat Bikadon V'Omar Bifonai Sholach Yad Tikdoni. Oh, Pasha Bo, I saw him. Then he can take a Shua. Hare atoveh nishba betakonas lachom v'noto. Right. Is that the midaraisa?
That's
one takana. That's one takana. Those cases like this. The guy, the shomer, right? So the shomer takes a shvua on a tainas shema. Maybe you were kosher, right? Now, if the now we have a rule that whenever the guy is chayav in a shvua daraisa can't take the shvua because he's kosher, the chacham made a takana that the other guy takes that he becomes a nishba v'noto, right? The only problem is by a shomer. He's only making a tiny shema, so he can't take shua and tiny shema, right? So Ram says, therefore, if the shomer, if the balabayas says to the shomer, I saw you using my object, and that's why you're chayav. So he's making a tiny zvada. And if the shomer is choshud, then the balabayas is nishba v'noto midin takana. Yeah, why not? He's saying he messed up in the Shmir. He said, "Oh posha bin, oh posha bo." What else would it be? I mean, midraban. That's a shua. It's a nishba v'noto. He's chayav a shua shomer, and he can't take it. So he's saying, midin takana, they instituted a nishba v'noto. If the deraisa is midraisa, he's a choshev.
So, if in a normal case where nobody's choshev.
That's a very interesting point. Hold on. Maybe this is a good riot to what I was saying, though. Because the way the Ram, at least the way the Ram is formulating it, I think that's kosher. Does Rashi formulate it differently? He just says, Hesed, Shuas Aks Mashal Hesed Takon. Right. And a Takanto, she Vitakanto, and she Tavay and Nishpa Vinoto Vitakanto Hesed. Something in the Gungam in the Lashon of Shruach lo bo all of the Takanas from lo zina. But the point is like this. Midrabanan, they said that we don't want the case to go without the Shruach Hesed. So that's a Takana to institute Hesed. But Hesed is Chal on the Nit over here. Correct? Now you can't say, well, what are we going to do when there's no Hesed? That would be a Takanta to Takanta. If we can't, if our Takana of Hesed fails, we'll make another takana to substitute the lack of the hesed, right? But if you're going to say that the hesed is really chal on the choshud and he just can't take it, then like the Ramban says, Shuas hesed is really chal on the is really a din in both baladim. Because if you can behold, so why is it like this? The nitba could have been mepech shua.
Right?
And when he was mepech the shua, the Ramban says, that's really ikar din. That's ikar atakana. No, there's no din on him. So why can't you say, when he's chashed, do it on the other guy? But that's the point. That's what I'm saying. It's not chal at all. Since he's a chashed with shua, it's not chal at all. Therefore, there's nothing to flip. There's nothing to flip. You have to say something like that. So that's what you were asking me. Does that work out for Rabbi Yossi? No, it's now, because I was saying that the din of Rabbi Yossi is when there's a shua and he refuses to take it. When there's a shua, we'll only accept the din of Hesed, will only accept his taina with the shua. So since the nitba is refusing to take the shua, you can basically be yori tov mechasla, because all you have is the taina of the toveya. So Aaron's asking me, what about when he's a chashul in the shua? So he's not taking the shua, so he shouldn't take his taina. So he should be
different. Shouldn't
that's right. So I'm saying it's not chal at all. I don't know if that's exactly the conversation yet, but it's something like that. Okay, good. That's good. It works good. Yosef, you have something still? Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says basically, all right, a little bit of a colorful Gemara, but in the end, the Gemara says the shamta is only temporary, right? Otherwise, it's essentially an extortion. Otherwise, it's essentially forcing him to pay. So when they're mishamtin lay, it's ad demotis man nagdei. He's got to take his lashes, but then he's potter. V'nagdina lay v'shavkina lay. So therefore, that's how it's going to be for Rabbi Yossi. You know, it's but they're inclusive. In other words, everybody's going to agree with that. Everybody, even if you hold that I'm sorry, so one second. So how does it go? Everybody's going to agree that you're not going to make a takanto takanto, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's universally the difference between the Daraisa and the Rabban, right? There's also, according to the Rabbanon, the difference that we're not going to be Yori the Tokh Nefasa at all. And even though we put a Chayram on him, the Chayram is not until he pays, because that's just forcing him to pay. The Chayram is for 30 days, whatever the normal Chayram is. And then they give him Malchus, and he's Potter, he's gone. Right? It's interesting. Basically, Gemara seems to be saying that they can't put a permanent. To put a permanent theorem on it would just basically be another way of extracting, of forcing him to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that they don't have the right to do. Okay. And according to the Rabbanon, there's also no Meipach Shua. Right. Okay. So you have three elements here. We have all three. Rabbi Yossi has two out of three. Right, and I guess the Ravashi also is a different way. Yeah,
doesn't necessarily have to be that.
No, there's two inyanim of based on not being yor l'toch nefasa. Right, one is that they don't that it's not meikar hadin a din mama, and they can only be yor l'toch nefasa when it's a din mama. Right, the other one is to say that they don't want to force him to pay. That's not the objective. Because that's when I say, look, it's not, why can't you say this? Look, it's not a din mamo, but we want to force him to pay. So we'll find a way to, we'll find an extra judicial way to force him to pay. Here's a severe consequence unless you pay. So that would be, with that that would seem to be within their judicial authority, no?
If it's not high to pay, they can force him to pay.
Midin tikkun olam.
Well, they're giving a severe consequence.
But that's the point.
They don't want it to be that it's tantamount to forcing it back.
But I guess that's the point, no? That the Rabbanan don't hold that tikkun olam is something that they enforce in terms of dinei mamonos.
Right.
That's the whole shita. So you can't know, I think that answers your question. No, you can't say that Yoreh Tov Nechasa. Can't say they're not Yori the Tov Nechasa, but they'll wait until he brings it out and they'll hold this. That would be saying that Midin Tikkun Olam, they enforce, they find ways to enforce the monetary, to change the monetary reality. But they don't do that. They have a Din Tikkun Olam of Chereshot of the Kat Mitzia, and they're not going to, they don't put together any, they don't construct a way to force the guy to give it back. Exactly, true. That's true too. In other words, it's not a real din of nidoy. Real din nidoy is extant as long as the cause is extant, right? This is really a din of onesh beisdin, of menagdin. The only thing is they give him an opportunity to push off the din of menagdin. But if he's kavua in the nidoy, then the din of menagdin is chal. You know what I mean? It sounds like it's a lighter implementation of an onesh, as opposed to a real din nidui. Real din nidui doesn't make sense to say you're excommunicated for this, but after 30 days you can come back. Right. But that's the point. But that's the point. The Gemara is saying, in the Gemara's Havamina, the nidui was for not paying. Then it would go as long as he pays.
Right.
So then I say, no, it's not a need if you're not paying. It's really an onesh for not listening.
Right.
But the onesh is chal comes out with an opportunity of need before he gets. Yeah, some right. People's hearing is not as good as other people. It takes them
right.
A few days to hear something. Okay. So now you're going the general din of Meshamtin, of Menagdin? Over here. Okay. So anyway, so let's just go through the facts this next Gemara, and then we'll go into it a little more in depth. So let's take the next case. It's kind of I guess it's related, but not exactly. Let's see. Amar Rav Papa. Haiman de apik shtara achavre. Okay, so now you have a guy who produces a shtar against his friend. Vamalei shtara paruahu. So the toveya has the shtar. He's the toveya. He's claiming the money in the shtar, right? He's the malva. And the lova says, as a defense, this shtar is already paid. Okay? Good. What's that?
Mistake, but not change.
Big mistake. The Amrinan lay, or it's right, a shover. Amrinan lay, lav kol kamina. You don't have the authority. You don't have the power. Zeal shalim. In other words, you can't fight the shtar. You don't have the, it's not within your ability to negate a shtar. That's, it's like two Eden, exactly. Now here's the weird thing. Vim Omar lishtaveya li. But if the nitba, the lova, the borrower says, swear to me that it wasn't paid, like I'm claiming it was, then we say to the toveya with the shtar, take the shvua. Okay, so he says, "Ishtaveya li delo parasich." I want you to swear that you didn't collect, that I didn't pay it, right? That you didn't collect on the shtar. So, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Lo Rav Ashi Uma Bein Zer lepogem shtaro. So, one second, it's a Mishnah that if a guy is pogem shtaro, meaning what? Rashi shelo pogam shtaro lepogem shtaro. What's the difference between this, which is not pogam shtar, to a case of pogam shtar? So what's pogam shtar? It's not. Hapogam es ksuboso lo tifra ele b'shua. So, ketzad, hayisa ksuboso elev zuz. Vuhu omar hiska balto ksuboseich. So she comes in with the ksuba for 1,000 zuz, and the baal says, I already gave her her ksuba. And she admits to 100. Okay. Ho real, listen to Rashi, umodis bimone, since she admits that 100 of the 1,000 on the shtar was already paid, pogemes eshtar ksubasa. She already is pogame the shtar.
Shtar is no longer
accurate. Exactly, the shtar is no longer accurate. So we've established the shtar is not accurate. Right, the face of the star does not reflect the current states of the reality. That's a bad idea, right? Below tifra hashar ela b'shua Rashi deleka lemismich su ashtara. Since we can't totally rely on the star, so now she has to take a shvua on whatever she's claiming, on whatever she's collecting. Okay, the 900. What if she's going to get the 900? The lake of the mismach su ashtara, dika lemeimer tvei kibla. Maybe she took more. You can't go by the word of the star, and she already admitted that, right? So that's why she takes a shvua. So that's a mishnah that says pogem ashtar is chayev to collect with a shvua. That's a mishnah. Now you're telling me the guy who just claims it was collected, it was paid off, he also has to collect with a shvua. So what's the difference between pogame shtar and where it's, that's in the Mishnah and this din of Rav Papa, right?
The Mishnah implies it's only when you pogame shtar.
The Mishnah implies it's only when you pogame shtar. You're chayav shvua. So he says, "Va'ash da'amrit mashbiin lo ma yofe kofo mishim pogam es shtaro." So how could he have a good koach as if he was pogame? Now it's going to come out. A guy who's not pogam shtar is just chayav and shvua.
Well, it's only he's pogam shtar just by saying that he paid. It's tantamount because clearly he paid the shtar.
Then,
right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. We can play around with the question, but basically the Mishnah says this case takes a shvua to collect on a shtar, and this is not that case. So now you're telling me this. How has this become equal to that case? And if it is, then it should have been in the Mishnah. He's not saying it's the Shuras of Mishnah.
It's like a new Takana, like a map.
It's a good question. It's a good question. Omar le, hosom, afagav de lo to'in ihu, ta'aninan le, onan. No, the Mishnah is, even though the husband doesn't know that he has the right to force her to take a Shua, Once she says $100 was paid off of $1,000, Beis Din will say, stop, you cannot collect her shul. Okay. Beis Din will force her to take a shul. Hocha Amrinan Lei, Zil Shlim Lei. Here, when the guy says, hey, that shtar is, was already paid off, Beis Din will say, tough luck, you got to pay, right? But if he says, I want the shua, Beis Din will say, okay, take the shua. No. If he says, I want him to take the shua.
Yeah. But he's going to get paid.
In other words, the guy with the shtar is going to have to take a shua, but on the pole game, shtaro, Beis Din will not accept, Beis Din will not accept the shtar without the shua, essentially. Beis Din looks at the shtar as deficient, and without a shlua, they won't act on the shtar. Okay, but over here, okay, I don't mean to be putting too much thought, but just over here, basically the shtar is good. There's no pigam in the shtar. There's no proven deficiency in the shtar. It's just this guy claims the other ways, right? So therefore, Beis Din will essentially act upon the evidence of the shtar and force him to pay. But for some reason, Rav Papa holds, he has a right to say, as the Baal Din, I want him to take the shua and be a nishma of a note. So it's somehow or other knows by the pogame shtar, it seems, this is just a possible, I don't mean to foreclose any more, a different way of looking at it, but one way to look at it like is by the pogame shtaro, essentially they deem the shtar to be deficient, and therefore it requires a shua. Over here, the shtar is still good, but for some reason or other, the nitva has a right to demand the shul. But if he doesn't demand it, Beis Din will not stop. Well, Beis Din will just make him pay.
But it has a super.
One is intrinsic, and the other one somehow is a right. But if the nitva doesn't demand, Beis Din won't. I don't want to get into it now, but we'll get into it later. But Tosfos wants to say maybe you can bring a raya from this case, from this Rav Papa, that you can be ma'apech shul midrash.
Isn't it really like a
modem
mix-ass the other way?
What Tosis means and what is a very confusing thing. I mean, just to demonstrate how confusing it is, the Marsha and the Gilyan Hash and the Rekivi Eger argue about what the Pshat is and what Tosis says. So, but the Rav just says, look at them, and then he ignores them. He's got a pure, far way to go. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. Okay, anyway, but there's a question, the Rimi Gash, on this, right? And the Ram, I mean, it's interesting because the Rimigash says it, and the Ram basically quotes him more or less. You know, I guess he's probably a lot of what he means when he says Rabosai in these cases. Right. A lot of the stuff is coming right from the Rimigash. So the Rimigash says over here, first question is, what kind of a shrua is this of Rav Papa? Is it with Nikita's Chayfetz or not?
Is it a shrua's Chayfetz or not?
I guess. Right, so he says. So this is
not best initiated.
Okay. So let's see. So the Rimigash says, he says like the Shvua ke'en the Raisa he. Okay, that's what he says. Why? Kada the Hadumya de Poge Mishtaro Ka'oma. What does that mean? I'm not sure. Does that mean that Rav Papa is extending it from there, or you're not going to make a Shvua like that? That's not.
He's in the whole question what he's been saying is from Mishtaro.
That's not
what they said. He kept going, and whether we force it,
that's right.
Otherwise,
that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. That's what some of the Rishonim say that way. He just seems to be saying Al Pisara. It's doma to pogim shtarokom. You mean say like the? I mean in the Mishnah, in the Gemara.
The Gemara should have just said.
Because the guy's kicking and screaming.
The oh the nishba the notel hill. In the coat, high klala biyadacha. Tell me if this reminds you of anything. Lo mishkachas le li olam shuas heset ben nishva venotel elahecha di chayev bo hanitva veofcha atoveya. Aval shua dehavi meikara meikar dina ala toveya di mishtaveya ushik bishokil li olam lo havi elakein daraisa. So that's very, it's reminiscent of the Rambam's formulation. The Ram also emphasizes this. He says, Ein lecha min she nishba heset v'noto mechavero ela zeh she nefcha lov shuas heset. Ein lecha shuas she tehofesh ela shua heset bovad. Avo shua shu Torah otol devrayim she kein shador ein hofkin rosa. So this is Rabbi Gash also. He's saying this is a klal. This is a klal that you never have a nishba v'noto that's a hesed unless it's a meipach of a hesed on the nitba.
But Yosef is saying the guy in this case is a very shot.
He says oval. Where does he say that? Oval shua duhu meikr dina al toveya dimishtaveya v'shokio. Li'olam lo havi ela kein derais. You'll never have a nishba v'notel that's not a kein derais. What are you saying, Rashi? Oh, Yosef is saying? Oh, I got the wrong re. So that's one issue. And we have to think about that. What is that emphasis that you'll never have a nishba v'notel? Nikotai klal of yodfa. There's never a nishba v'notel that's a hesed. Has to be kein derais.
Yeah, isn't that because?
Sounds like an accident.
No, because the whole. No, it's not accidental.
Sounds like a principle, right?
Yeah, the whole thing of has to close the case. So it's close the case.
So. Okay, so that's one thing. I think basically you're right that like we're saying, hesed is basically a chumrah in the completion of the case. But if it's going to have an effect on his zechus mamon of the toveya, that's not considered a hesed. That's part of the taina of the toveya. We have to sharpen up a little. But what's interesting is the next point in the Rimigash. He says, and this is a big question. The Ram brings us down too. What if the guy says instead of saying parua, he says it's a shtar mezuyof? Let's take Rav Papa's din. The guy presents a shtar. And the nitba, instead of saying it's parua, he says ikaman de posha mehadir of papa. Some say, well, from this din of papa, we can learn that if a guy is mapik shtar achavre, and the other one says the shtar is high shtar biikar mamone who have a beit sad ribis, knows this, or it's shtar amona, which basically means it was never really executed, or some type of ziyuf, so he can force the Toveya to take a shua too. Just like he can force the Toveya to take the shua when he says it's parua. Forgery. Well, there's three cases. One is he wants to say it's a shtar of ribis, which I guess holds is unenforceable, right? Or is a shtar amona, which means that's a term that they use. If they say, write it up, right, it's a draft, and I'll let you hold it, and then when I borrow the money, it'll be effective. Or just the ziyaf. He doesn't mention ziyaf, but same thing. He says, "Va'anan lo chazin and lai svar." The ad kan lo chayev Rabbi Chia Shua ella al tainas piraon. Mishum dahai shtara lit piraon koi. Hilkach ki katoin b'midi da ovid lemahavi bahu shtara hu de katoin. He's making a taina within the context of a valid shtar, because a valid shtar does get paid. Right, it's not contradicting the shtar. Of a betoe inside ribis b'shtar, inami lo notalti sachzu kulo, inami shtar amonahu lo mashkechinan betaynose umechayvinon lahai shavua. It's a little. We don't do that, and we don't. We're not mechayvin mashvut. Vaha. Okay, fine. Yeah. Vaha migu de taynose kav makrish le l'shtar. Beautiful Rimagash. The real Balsar. So basically, he's He's bringing what's in the shtar, and he can't be makrish the shtar. Kevin shekain lav kokamine the kato and taina the makrish le shtar. I'm coming with a shtar, and you're just trying to be makrish. Hilchach leislon raya the mashgachin on al ki hai tainase yomachayvin on bal shtar shuala. There's no raya. Uman de mori de mashgachin on the law. Sarah hu levi raya. And the Rambam quotes. He says. Okay, he goes through the cases. Yesh mi shehora shechayev balashtar lihishava ke'ein shel Torah k'mi shetoan alav shepero. Rabosai horu shelo yishava hamalva ella imtoan alav alav shepero bilvad.
That's
interesting, right?
Apparently there is another.
He's not fully there. Yeah.
It's the wrong thing. Of course, no.
No, he thinks not. His das is nota to Rabosai that you can't. Rabosai hora shelo yishava only shua is on the parole. It says, yesh misha hora shechayv in all the others.
That's not crazy.
It's not crazy. And then the Rif doesn't, I mean, the Rimi Rashi doesn't think it's crazy. He just doesn't see a raya. He's saying there's no raya for it from here. It's not a crazy story. Yeah, so apparently there's a Reb Chaim. I don't know if it seems like it's just Baal Peh. But the Rambam has, it's a different case. All right, so let's, and then the Gemara ends off in a funny thing. The Gemara says, and if he's a Talmud Chacham, we're not going to make him take the Shua. Who's the Talmud Chacham? The Baal Ashtar. So then he's just got to walk. So what's that mean? We're not going to make him take a shul. We never make anyone take a shul. The guy doesn't want to take a shul, he'll take a shul.
No, it's where the balashtar is a tamachah.
Yeah, but we won't give him the money. He says, something where it says, the Omar Ravim are Luravashi, Tsur Mirbonan, Mishale. No, he skips saying, sorry. The Tsur Mirbonan, who Lomash Beinanle. Okay, so if the Balashtar is a Tzor Mirabonan, they won't make him take the Shua. So Rav Yemer says, what do you mean? If he's a Talmud Chacham, Mishlach Glima, the Inchi will let him strip people naked?
You let him collect the Shua.
Right. How could you do that? That's just giving him an authority that he doesn't have. You're just letting him take above the Din. The Din says you need a Shua on this kind of thing. So he says, no, lo mas kinan le, dina. We don't force him. Or we don't adjourn. We don't, I don't know what, li shava, de mirsi kish de chajdinan le, right. Lo ligvo slow. Sounds like we suspect him. If we would give him a shvua, it would not be with kvodo. It would be like we suspect.
We could say, sorry.
Lo ligvo slow. Right.
He doesn't get to collect.
Domar le, yishava li, deliver.
So
he can't collect.
Wait, so he's better off being lost.
Funny, right?
Oh, and hold on, doesn't it look like you're pushing more because you got his case and you didn't get the
time? No, we're busy with this stuff. We can't have time. So the rush says, but if he grabs it, he can keep it.
Right. But okay.
Well, I'm afraid it's not a tomahawk.
Yeah,
it's funny, right?
You did the whole case already, and they already passed him that you should pay it. And then the guy says, wait, I want to take the shua over. And he said, well, he's sort of a
right. The rush says, Rosh says, right, Amalei Rav Acha, Rei Ravina, Rav Ashi, V'chi Ma Bein, oh no, sorry. He says, V'i, right, Itur Mirabanan, right, there you go, right, V'chi Ma, right, okay, V'i Amalei Shavon, right, Itur Mirabanan, Hu, Balashtar, Lo Maz Kikno, Lihish, Lashbia, O Lechoshdo, Shru Tovei, Shtar Paruah, V'i Tofas, Mishel Lova, Shavkinan Levi Yadeg, below Shua. Vi lo tofas, Omar Lefne based in Nishba Ani Kida Kidesh lo afsid Hovi Mashbinan Lei. So he says if the guy wants it. There's a funny kind of a thing.
So of course he wants it.
But he'd rather no. He wants to rather just grab
money. Well, what about a regular guy? That's not a Torah Mirama. He could also say, I don't want to take this to what here.
Well, he's got to.
No, he doesn't. He just won't collect.
Then he can grab
it. Right.
That's the only difference is grabbing?
Yeah, that's how those ones that get shrewd, you'd rather grab. Or you can decide you'd rather get shrewd. This is weird.
It is strange, right?
You're not always in a position to grab.
It would feel like a normal psychology.
Very strange, yeah. Well, what does it mean, Lomas, Lomas, Kikna, Lehashbio, Lehoshado? What does that mean? But if he says, I want the money. I don't want to lose the money. Then mash be in lay. So what would be the normal case? Normal case would be I want him to take a shua. And then I guess he'd come out with a shame of not having taken a shua. As an ordinary guy in that situation, if he doesn't take the shua, he'll come out with the shame of a guy who refused the shua. And he'll lose. They will not, but the tamachah from all. They won't. They don't put the shuot in. They don't put the shuot in. They'll basically say, "Okay, that's it. You can't collect."
And the reason they don't put the shuot in is that they don't want him a chance to deny.
They don't want to make it seem like he's chashed.
Well, unless he doesn't take it, and then
so how can he take the shuot?
Or he did take it, and it's because we got it. Now that means we're
no. The problem is, what if he, so he said, what if he volunteers to take a shuot?
So he got it.
Yes. Well. How can you do that? It's coming to Torah.
It's a good question. What does the Ram say on this one?
So it must be that you don't have my feet on labor because you might, because it's hot, cold, velvet.
Because it will feel the client.
And then it'll be a
right.
Then they really owe them. They would lie. That would be one thing.
Or maybe you don't want to take a shore.
Right. People will think.
Right.
Right. They don't want to take a shore.
Right. And they don't want to put him in that. They don't want to put him in that.
By the way, the Ritzbach says about the star.
Yeah.
The famous full ball in that it's Dafka where it's putting the star.
Not the Chashid case.
Yeah, and both of them. Not imposing a shua. He's not refusing to take a shua. Or you
not.
Because people know it's put a volunteer.
It's
not the same thing as. Day,
the Ram just sounds like they don't. I don't know. Ram says, "Im hoya malva tamachachom ein niskakin l'shuasa." I don't know what that means.
Huh.
That's all he says. That's the end of it. Hard to believe, right? Then you can just always get every tamachachom just say parua.
Yeah.